Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
Texter 630, once again, Steve and Dean make WGN the leader in underpants stories. No other media outlet can say that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that acknowledgement. It is 8:45, and we continue with what is, frankly, a great story. And that's the story of the Take Back Chicago. Joining me in studio now is Hassani Henderson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Let's get a little background here, Hassani. Where are you from?
From south side of Chicago, affectionately known as the Low End, around Bronzeville area.
And you well know that the violence that plagues some of the tougher neighborhoods in the city has become a national story and a national concern. And mostly it's just people yapping. Mm-hmm. It's just people going, oh, ain't that a shame? We should do something about it. Well, you're trying to do something about it.
I'm trying to do something about it.
So what is the Take Back?
The Take Back is an anti-violence / gun deterrent initiative.
Okay.
I started it back in 2014 when I graduated college. We basically have a back-to-school festival that culminates the end of the year that's promoting peace and safety and just being encouraging for the youth around. It's this Saturday, August 5th at 12 to 5 in Ellis Park over on 37th and Cottage Grove.
And I hope everybody can come, including a bunch of folks from the burbs who drive them to work now. And, you know, most people are well-intended, as you know.
Yeah.
But people are going, God, it's a shame. I wish I could do something.
Right.
Well, here it is.
There it is.
Here it is. Support the Take Back.
Support the Take Back.
All right. So let's talk about motivation for a second.
Yep.
If you are a poor kid in a bad neighborhood and you come up on, what, 12, 13 years old, and your option is gangbanging or what's available in the neighborhood, why are kids choosing gangbanging? Because it's a better option at that point? Because they don't think they have other choices? Or am I wrong about the premise?
No, I think that there are options out there that we just don't know about. Growing up, I was that, you know, underprivileged child from the South Side who grew up in a rough neighborhood. And I think that what was very important for me is to see people who were giving back to latch onto them and learn from them. I think that in the neighborhoods that I lived in, we don't see those people. We don't have those resources. We don't have the same books as other people. We don't have the same schooling. The teachers are, you know what I mean, not as qualified as other districts and things of that nature. So I think that it's really important that we give the resources that are necessary for them to achieve.
Amen.
Hassani, you talk about the resources. Let's touch on that a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
School supplies, backpacks, things that many students, many kids in different neighborhoods take for granted.
Right.
Just paper, pens, notebooks, things of that sort. Take Back provides these school supplies to kids.
Yes. So one of the great things about the Take Back is we do provide school supplies for every child that comes out. Over the course of the 3 years that it's been occurring, we've been able to give about over 1,000 youth school supplies, as well as some tertiary school supplies for kids who didn't actually come. So it's been great. We always give them at least like a bag, a couple notepads, books, things of that nature.
So a kid can actually go to school with new stuff, be proud of it.
Yep.
Because that's part of it, right?
Yep.
All right, so who led you the right way that led you? By the way, where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Missouri, Columbia, Mizzou.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Dave knows it well. He gave them a lot of his own money.
I gave them a lot of tuition money two kids.
And who led you that way where you thought that was possible after coming from your situation?
So I didn't grow up with a father figure in the home, so I kind of seeked that out in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to join a slew of different organizations that had role models for me.
Okay.
One is Kahari Humphreys. I'm sure he's listening right now.
Good.
Another one is Dr. Derek Robinson. The entire Kappa Leadership Institute Chicago. I was a mentee in that program, and that really geared me toward the right direction.
But the first two guys you mentioned were the men that stepped up in your life and showed you what a man does.
Those were my father figures growing up for the most part, yeah.
Well, God bless both of them.
God bless them.
And probably didn't just do it for you, right? They probably did it for other people too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they have a very, very strong print in our community and different communities at large. So.
You're so positive. What do you want to say to the students listening or maybe hearing about this for the first time that there is hope, that there is opportunity out there?
I just want to say that you are immensely talented, and you have so much potential inside yourself. And I hope that, you know what I mean, you understand that and realize that, because then you'll change the world.
What was your major in school?
I majored in journalism with an emphasis in advertising, PR, and social media.
Aside from plugging the take back, what do you wish that the media covered more about the truth of the neighborhoods that we're coming from?
I really just want the media to cover the beauty of the South Side. There are so many hidden gems and so much beautiful artwork and things of that nature that I feel like the media doesn't cover, because they would rather, you know, have this portrayal of the South Side as gang-ridden, violence-ridden, and that's not all of the South Side. The South Side has so much beauty.
It's a small fraction.
It's a very small fraction. And it's pockets, you know, it's just...
Right. And instead of a kill count on Monday morning, it'd be nice if we could talk about a great story of something that happened in the weekend, like how great the Take Back event was Saturday.
Exactly. How great it will be Saturday and for
you. Is this your life work now? Is this what you're going to do with your life, you think?
I'm going to do this among some other great things. Be on the lookout.
I have no doubt, dude. Pretty soon you're going to be taking this show. I can tell you got that look in your eye. Hashtag the Take Back, just like it sounds. Started in 2014. They've already serviced over 1,000 youth. They've got 150 young adult volunteers. Do you need young folks mostly for this? Because I would think old folks would help you too.
So
they move slower, but they got a lot of knowledge.
So I think one of our greatest assets are the young folks, the young adults that come out, because the kids see them and they can relate to them.
Right.
They see, you know, after a certain age, you kind of see that person as a grandfather or a father figure or a mother or things of that nature, as opposed to someone that you can be in the park with having a great time.
Sure.
You kind of, you know, get that disconnect. So we choose usually around young adults, millennials, to try to come and volunteer. We've never had a shortage of volunteers, which I'm so grateful for. And they come out and they're like role models and paragons for the kids, because they can talk to them about high school. They can talk to them about college. They can talk to them about things that you probably won't talk to your parents about.
Here's the thing. You know what old people have? Money. Let's get their money and make sure we got more backpacks and we got more school supplies.
I agree.
Can you donate online?
You can donate at www.thetakebackshi.org.
You're a good man for doing this. And
I appreciate it. You guys are great for having me.
Well, you're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, don't tell me that.
All right, maybe not every time. No, you're welcome back here anytime. I want to help you whenever I can. TheTakeBackShy.org. Donate online if you can't make it Saturday. And one more plug for the event Saturday. Where and when?
August 5th, this Saturday, from 12 to 5 p.m., we'll be in Ellis Park at 37th and Cottage Grove, 3700 South Cottage Grove. Bring your kids, bring their friends, bring the cousins. Just come out. It's going to be a great time. We have some amazing things planned. So
bring your money. Make a donation.
Please make a donation. We're trying to be here for a very long time. So.
These backpacks and school supplies and scholarships, it's a big deal.
I agree.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
That is our new best friend, whether he likes it or not, Hassani Henderson from The Take Back, The Take Back Chicago. Hashtag The Take Back. And TheTakeBackShy.org is where you can donate right now. Good to see you.
All right. Thank you.